Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
In the spirit of reconciliation, the entire team at Curious Freedom acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connection to land, waters, and community. We acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people listening today. I would like to acknowledge in particular the Darug people, who are the original custodians on the land on which I record this podcast. Thank you for showing us what curious freedom can look like. Hi, and welcome to Curious Freedom Podcast with me, Kirstie Faruja, and friends. But today, it's another solo episode with just me. So I thought that, one, I'd start off with a reintroduction. If this is the first time that you're listening, or if it's the 370th time you've listened to me, no matter where you are on the podcasting journey with me, welcome. And thank you for coming and listening once again. And so, hi, I'm Kirstie Faruja. I am about to turn 46. I am a professional organizer and declutter coach and have been for the last 11 years. I've been working in Sydney predominantly, but we also have work in Melbourne. We have a team in Melbourne and a team in Sydney. And I've been doing this for 11 years. So I have seen so many different homes and met so many beautiful people. I am also a wife. I have been married to Simon for how many years have I been married to him for? I think this is our 19th wedding anniversary coming up. Or maybe it's our 18th. What year are we? No, it's our 19th. So being married for almost 19 years. Next month it will be 19 years. We have two incredible children. Oliver, who is 14, and Emily, who is 12. And if you go back and listen to past episodes, you will hear their voices, their sweet little voices when they were much younger. And then Emily has been on recently as well. So I am really passionate about being open and honest and authentic. If you listen to past episodes, you'll know that I started this podcast with a previous business partner of mine, Amy, and we split up last year and we have gone on to create our new versions of our own podcasts each. And so you get to listen to her wisdom for the majority of the episodes. But since December last year, I have been doing this by myself and with new friends and colleagues of mine, and have been taking this on a slightly different direction. And who knows where this podcast will end up? I'm really curious to see. So the podcast is now, as you heard, called Curious Freedom. And that is because I am really curious and I really desire freedom for everybody. And I really want to encourage curiosity in you and curiosity in you around your thoughts and around what's happening in your heart and then also what's happening in your home. And so that's what I'm here for. I love interviewing people who are curious as well. I love interviewing people who align with the season that I'm in at the moment and aligning with what you, the listener, you, the curious ones, are going through as well. So if you have any ideas for future podcasts, please hit me up. Send me an email at hello@curiousfreedom.com.au, or you can find me on socials at Curious Freedom. On Instagram, you can DM me. On Facebook, you can PM me. And I'd love to hear from you. It's been beautiful getting some reviews lately. So thank you to those beautiful ones who have left reviews. And I'm going to read another one at the end of the show. So today, I wanted to talk about and get curious about your why. Why are you here? Why are you listening? Why do you want to declutter? Why do you want to have an organized and decluttered home? Why? I find this topic really interesting. In the past, I've done like 2-3 episodes on vision, and I find starting with vision for your home really helpful because that is what you're working towards. That's one of the reasons why you're doing it, is because you want to align your home with your vision. So I will reference those episodes in the show notes so you can go back and listen to some of them. And there's a few things that go into your vision, and I think that all starts with your why. And so I want us to get curious today about your why. Why do you have the vision that you have for your home? Does it align with your values? Why are you wanting to be decluttered? Let me have a guess at some of the reasons why you, curious listeners, what your whys are. And I really encourage you today to get really curious about yourself and start asking yourself, why? Why am I doing this? Why do I want to do this? And, you know, if you journal, maybe you could journal. If you need to hash this out with a friend, then hash it out with a friend. If you have that relationship with your partner, then you could have a conversation with your partner about your whys. And I would encourage you with your family to ask them about their whys. That might actually help you to, one, it will help you to understand your family, and that's always a good thing. And it might help them to understand your why, and it might help them to get on board. So I really want to encourage you to, maybe some things that I said will prompt you to think further about it, maybe to journal about it, maybe to debrief with a friend or a family member, and for you to start pondering over the next few days and months or years, however long it takes, to figure out your why and to dig deeper into your why. So here are some things that I think drives people to listen to this podcast and to take action in their home and to do the decluttering in their home. So one of the whys could be that you think this is what society expects of you. Your why could be because I feel judged by society. I feel judged by my family members. I feel judged by my extended family members. I really think that this is what society expects from adulting, is to have a decluttered and organized home. And that might be your driver. And that is what I want you to question. Whether that is a strong enough motivation for you. And maybe that might be why you have struggled to maintain a decluttered space, or it may be even why you've struggled to even implement some of the ideas that we've spoken about here on the podcast, if you've been listening for a while. And maybe that is the reason why you take in all the information, but you never action it, or it's hard to action. And it might be because your motivation and your why is externalized. And it's not actually true to who you are and a big enough motivation for you. It's because other people are expecting that of you. Now, we've spoken to Gretchen Rubin, so I'll also reference that in the show notes, the Gretchen Rubin episode, because that episode, so awesome. It is about expectations. It's her four tendencies, and her four tendencies go into expectations. And there's external expectations and internal expectations. And the tendencies is how we meet those expectations. So I'll quickly go through it. There's four tendencies. There's an upholder who meets external expectations and internal expectations. There's an obliger who does not meet internal expectations, but does meet external expectations. Then there is the rebel who doesn't meet any expectations and does not meet internal or external expectation, rebels against both forces. And then there's the questioner who questions both internal and external expectations, but when they've got the answer and the why to that expectation, then they may or may not agree with it. So anyway, it's a great episode. The book is fantastic, Gretchen Rubin. So if you're a rebel and you have external expectations on you, like society, family members, extended family members, you may buck against that and find it really hard to meet external expectations. If you are a questioner and somewhere within you does not agree with the expectation of society that you have a decluttered and organized home, then you also may rebel against that and not do it because you've questioned it. Now, I also want to say here that there is no expectations from me that you have a decluttered and organized home. You have complete freedom. And that is why I wanted to talk about this topic today, because I don't want to add to the noise and to the voices of expectations and pressure that you would have an organized and decluttered home if it does not align with who you are and does not align with your values and does not align with the vision that you, deep down you, have for your home. If it's not the way that you're created, then feel no pressure or expectation from me whatsoever. I want you to be fully you, to be fully free, and to live how you were created to be. And I also know that you, like me, may live with other people, and out of your love for other people, you may choose to help them in their needs to have a more organized and decluttered home because it helps them thrive in the home. And so I just want to acknowledge this duality that we all live in, that there's paradox and duality and paradox and all of that messiness that we all live in this world. But there is this duality that we live in, that we may not necessarily desire, want to, it may not be our why, it may not be the way that we were created, and we might live with people who function and thrive better when their home is less cluttered and more organized. And so that might be another reason, that might be your why, is because other people in your home that you love and that you care for thrive and function better in the home when there is less clutter and it is more tidy and more organized. And so that might be your why. That was certainly my why. My family, in particular my husband, in his neurodiversity, needs to have an organized and decluttered home. So we definitely didn't start out that way. He was always organized, but we haven't always been minimalist. And now I would say we're like medium minimalist. We definitely don't have heaps of stuff. Our children, one in particular, has more than the rest of us. And I have more than Simon in some aspects, in some places in the home. So we're all different in this home, but it absolutely helps him to function and thrive, to have less in our home. And it is so much easier for us in our family to maintain and to align with our values and to be able to have people over really quickly and easily, and for the kids not to be overwhelmed, and for the kids to be able to pack up and clean up their rooms fairly easily and to help with the household chores. It helps us to have a whole lot less. We have spots in our house where you wouldn't call us minimalist. Simon and I's wardrobe is not minimalist. Oliver's is. Emily's is not. Our kitchen, I wouldn't say it's very minimalist. We have loads of pots and pans and a few gadgets. And that is because Simon is a wonderful chef and he's the main chef in our house. But we also have a large kitchen and it's well organized. So we can quickly and easily get what we need when we need it. So that was my why. And then my why was to help Simon function and thrive in our home. And I have discovered that I function and thrive better in our home as well when there's less to maintain and less to organize and less to put away. The decluttering happens ad hocly in our home. Yesterday, my daughter was rearranging her room and she went through her books and decluttered, I don't know, maybe 10 books. It happens ad hocly because we have worked to get our home decluttered to start with and then organized, and we keep it tidy. So the clutter is very obvious. If clutter builds up, it's very obvious to us. So that was my why. But I really want to encourage you, maybe you are neurodiverse. Maybe it is really challenging for you to be organized and to be tidy. And I want to say that that's okay. That is the way that you're created. And there is so much superpowers that come along with neurodiversity. And there's some challenges, and we all have challenges, whether we're neurodiverse or not. So I wanted to encourage you today that please understand who you are and how you were created and your motivations and your why. And how can we figure out our whys, dig in and dig into some of the things that are coming up for us?
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com. mintmobile.com/closer to get started.
One of my favorite sayings of late is that on the other side of resistance, there is freedom. And so my challenge to you today is to figure out what it is you're resistant to and why it is that you're resistant. Because it's all well and good to acknowledge a resistance, but if you don't understand why there is resistance, then pushing through, you may not find that freedom because you'll just go back into a cycle and a loop. So here, let me give you an example. You're resistant to doing the tidying up today, but you push through because Kirsty said there's freedom on the other side of resistance. So you're resistant and you're like, no, stuff it. I'm actually going to tidy up today. And you tidy up. And then 2 hours later, 10 seconds later, 2 days later, whatever that time frame is for you and your unique situation in your home, it goes back. It's like you never tidied up. And that is why there is absolutely a time and a place for habits and doing the habit of tidying up. And that's what we do in our home every afternoon. Every time we come in, we put things away straight away. The kids are in the habit of doing that and they get encouraged to do that if we see that their bags aren't unpacked, etc. So there's absolutely a time and a place for a habit to be formed and maintained around tidying up. And there is also a place to dig into your why. Why am I tidying up? Why does it always happen like this? Why do I go around in a circle? Why do I feel like it's Groundhog Day every day? Why can I push through the resistance and do something, but it never sticks? Why? Sometimes it might be because of neurodiversity. And so I want to encourage you to dig into your why and to dig into the underlying challenges that you might face. There's the initial resistance and then there's the digging into the real resistance. I hope that's making sense. So going back to that example, that resistance might be like, what's the point of tidying up when it's just going to become a mess in 10 minutes, in 2 minutes, in 2 days? There's no point. And then that's a good opportunity to go, well, why am I finding this really challenging to maintain it? What are the habits that I need? But what is my resistance to those habits? And is it actually because I do have neurodiversity? And there might be some challenges in that neurodiversity that is coming up for me that actually my need for dopamine hit means that I actually love changing up our organizing solutions because that gives me the dopamine hit. And so I can never stick to a solution because I'm always looking to improve and switch it up so I get that hit every time. There's so much in neurodiversity that I could not possibly cover it all in this episode. It's more around digging into what is your challenges and why do you find them so challenging? And why are you even wanting to do that in the first place? Again, is it because of society's expectations that you would have a decluttered and organized home that people could pop in at any time? But do you actually want that? You know, maybe you're an introvert and actually having a cluttered home stops you from inviting people over, but that's exactly what you don't want to invite people over anyway. And so you're using the clutter as a barrier, but actually what's going on is you need your home to be a safe, quiet, introverted haven, and you'd actually prefer to meet people outside of your home. And this is why it's really interesting and fascinating and curious to dig into why and dig into the stories that we're telling ourselves and to dig into the way our brains operate and our natural inclination and our natural way of who we were created to be. So I just want to encourage you today to sit in this curious space of asking why. And that might help you to discover what's actually going on with you, what's actually the story around why your house is untidy and full of clutter, or not untidy and not full of clutter. Maybe you are like my husband and you need things ordered and organized so that you can thrive and function well. And that might be how you need to communicate to the people around you that actually, for my thriving, I need you, my family, to come on board and help me because I am getting too cranky. The clutter is actually interfering with me being the best person that I can be for you, my loved ones. Yeah, so I just really want to encourage you to dig into your why and to dig into your motivation and dig into who you are, who you've been created to be. I was down with my mum last week and she's written this really beautiful book where it's just beautiful. And she hasn't got it published yet, so I'm encouraging her to get it published. But in that, she talks about how her brain doesn't thrive in having an organized and decluttered home. And she was born in the 50s, came of age in the 60s and 70s, and got married in the 70s, and, you know, raised her family in the 80s and the 90s. And there was a lot of pressure, and there still is a lot of pressure on women to be everything and have a perfect home and be a perfect mum. And along her journey, she discovered that that's actually not how she's created. She believes that God created her to be creative, and he doesn't care if her house is spotless and tidy and decluttered. Now, again, if you've listened to me for a long time, you'll know that I grew up in a home with my mum. You know, it was hygienic and clean and tidy in that sense, but she didn't care if our bedrooms were messy. And it was always a warm and welcoming home and always hospitable, but it wasn't always neat and tidy. And that's because she discovered along the way that God didn't create her like that. And she was quite happy. You know, she came to that conclusion after some trial and error that she believes that God was actually quite happy with her to not have a perfect home, but to be actually focusing on the things that she believed he was calling her to focus on. And that was so awesome to read that from my mum, and so awesome to know that she has that freedom. And I want to extend that freedom to all of you. And you don't need my permission, but you do need your own permission. And I want to encourage you all to give yourself the permission to discover who you are and live fully integrated into who you are, and how can you gather the supports that you need to, and gather the supports for your family that your family needs, if you have one, so that you have freedom and the people you live with have freedom. Now, that might actually mean that some of you listening actually realize that this isn't the way that you're created. It doesn't come naturally for you, but your family needs that support. And so I would really encourage you to look out for supports for yourself. How can you support yourself in your challenges? And how can you support your family or other people that you live with for their freedom and their thriving and their functionality? Now, that might mean continuing to listen to this podcast and taking the tips and tricks that we've given you over the last 6 years and into the future. And that might be enough for you. And you may have changed your home and your life because of the things that you've gathered and the information that you've gathered along the way that you've put into action. Some of you might need somebody else to come alongside you and help you put into action the things that you've learned, the knowledge that you've gathered from books, the knowledge that you've gathered from podcast listening, and actually turn it into action. And that might mean that you for your function, for your thriving, or for your family's function and thriving, you might need to get in a declutter coach that can coach you in the ways of tidying and organizing and decluttering, and can coach your family and help you to figure out your why and your family's vision and how to enact and actually put that vision into practice, and how that vision can align with your values and align with who you're created to be. You might need the help of a declutter coach. And if that is you, then please, I would please encourage you to get in contact with us, Curious Freedom. We have a team in Melbourne and Sydney, and we also do virtuals, and you get to be with me if you do a virtual all around the world. And if that doesn't work for you either, then I'd really encourage you to seek out a professional organizer and declutter coach that is close to you and can come into your home and help you one-on-one in this area. That is my encouragement today, along with you discovering your why and figuring out more fully who you are and what is driving you and what is maybe perhaps stopping you from actually taking action today. That's been the podcast today. I've really enjoyed hanging out with you and spending time with you, and I hope you're back next week. Soon on the podcast, whether it's next week or soon, we are actually interviewing an incredible professional organizer from the States. So you'll get to hear that episode soon as well. Oh, and I was going to read this review that we got, which is so lovely. So let me bring that up. Click, click, click. Okay. This is from Uberina. And it was left on the 20th of September this year, 2023. And it says, thank you. It's a 5-star review. Kirsty, you are amazing. Oh, thank you. I love having your voice in my ear, helping me sort through not only my clutter, but my brain. You're non-judgmental and kind, and all your little tips are actually doable for me. So glad I came across your podcast. Curious Freedom's number one fan. And lots of heart emoji or face with heart emojis as well. So, well, thank you, Uberina. That is so kind. And if you would like to share with me how listening to this podcast has helped you, then I would love to hear that. And I'd love to read your review out on the podcast as well. And just is so delicious to me to hear from curious ones how this podcast and everything that I'm putting out into the world is helping you, because that's the reason I do this podcast, to have that ripple effect across the world that I will actually never know the full effect of. And that is awesome. I think it would go too much to my head if I knew everything. But it's just beautiful. I find it a real honor and privilege to be able to speak into your ears every week. So incredible that people would actually tune in and listen to this suburban housewife in Sticksville, New South Wales, Australia. So yeah, anyway, thank you. And until next week, I hope you stay curious and free. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.